Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Some Pharisees came, and to test Jesus, they asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of dismissal and to divorce her." But Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." Then in the house, the disciples asked him again about this matter. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. This text is a bit of a doozy, and I'm sure you all came to church today because you wanted to hear this mostly newly married guy just 2 years ago talk about divorce and relationships and all of that jazz, but here we are. And that's one of the reasons I have this love-hate relationship with the lectionary, because it sometimes encourages us to dive into the harder text that we otherwise would rather just ignore, right? So this text is a doozy. At least it is in many of the circles that I run in, because, and many of my theological friends that I have, tend to take a less fundamental approach to Scripture. This approach has gotten me in trouble with at least a few of you, and I hope this sermon can help you to see why such a fundamental black and white approach isn't helpful, nor is it necessarily faithful to the message of Jesus Christ. But what is a fundamental approach to Scripture? A fundamental approach to Scripture is to take every single word of Scripture at face value. It's an approach where when Scripture says that Jonah was swallowed by a giant fish, it means that Jonah was swallowed by a giant fish, period. Now, am I saying Jonah wasn't swallowed by a giant fish? No, but I am also aware that it compares to many ancient storytelling devices that were used to teach a lesson rather than necessarily teaching history. And what we learn about God's relationship with humankind tends to be a little bit more important than arguing over whether or not Jonah was swallowed by a giant fish and then vomited back up on shore, right? And the reason I bring this up is because from a fundamentalist approach and an interpretation of Scripture, this text is much easier to approach, right? Because essentially, at face value, it reads, marriage good, divorce bad. That's it. Now, I'm not saying that isn't in part what the text is saying, but there are so many nuances that must be recognized. The first is an ancient understanding of relationship that is challenged even here by Jesus. Now, it's important that we frame this reading as the conversation that it is and challenge that it is from the Pharisees. It's something that we see over and over again in Scripture, right? The Jewish officials come to Jesus with what they think is a gotcha question, where they're trying to trap him and get him to mess up So they have some sort of excuse to get this guy out of here. So they bring up divorce. But let's note how they ask the question. They ask specifically, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? As Jesus points out, yes, it was lawful for a man to divorce his wife, as stated by Moses. It was built into ancient laws and practices, and it was the practices of many ancient traditions that a man could not only cheat on his wife or have multiple wives, but leave his wife for many different reasons, leaving her high and dry without anything and being seen as dirty, so none other would marry her again. In ancient society, and frankly, even in some traditions, even Christian ones today, men are placed above women, and only they get a choice in the matter. Love was rarely the driving force in a relationship, and you would be hard-pressed to find many examples of loving relationships found throughout ancient history or even in the Bible. The reality is, folks, and this is why we need to understand the context rather than just surface level reading. The reality is that the understanding of love, relationships, and marriage has changed drastically compared to what Jesus was addressing 2,000 years ago. But what is interesting is that even here, Jesus evens the playing field. In response to the question if a man can divorce his wife, Jesus responds saying that either way, it's considered adultery because the two have been joined together as one. It doesn't matter if it is a man or a woman who is leaving for whatever reason. There is a recognition of the pain in the separation that is taking place. Because what is important to God, what has always been important to God, is how we are in relationship with God and with one another. And that's probably why, after talking about divorce, Jesus goes straight into talking about children. Because the cross of Jesus Christ is the great equalizer, where none can be seen above any other person. Women and children, who have been historically dehumanized by ancient civilizations, were now being lifted up in a way that many had never seen before. And now, whether you are married, divorced, widowed, or have never been in a romantic relationship, God continues to call us towards mutual respect in all situations. Whether married or not, there is an importance to all of our relationships and a recognition that those relationships all require work and that separation is often not the first healthy place to go. The gospel of Jesus Christ is built upon godly relationships and how God radically changed not only our relationship with God, but with one another through the cross. Now, sure, this text starts by talking about marriage and divorce, but it acts more as a springboard into imagining all of our relationships in life. In marriage, it is said that two become one, but are we not also said to be found as one body in our Lord Jesus Christ? Married or not, we are to treat all people with respect and love, for all are found as one in Christ. And it is Desmond Tutu that says, "I am human because you are human. My humanity is caught up in you. And if you are dehumanized, I am dehumanized." All of our relationships, therefore, are built upon that love that is found in Jesus Christ. And just as we cannot be separated from the love of God that is found in Jesus Christ, we cannot be separated from one another in this larger metaphysical cosmic sense. But that's not how things work here on earth. I've had conversations with many of you that know deeply this pain of separation all too well. My own parents have both been married and divorced twice, and my dad married again. And thank goodness, because those relationships were anything but healthy. God's intention for us is to live in healthy, godly relationships that are built on mutual respect and the recognition of one another's inherent dignity. And since Genesis is being brought in as the basis of all relationships, I think it's important to remember that it was God's intention also for us to live in the Garden of Eden. But that's not how things worked out, because we steer ourselves always towards sinfulness and broken relationships, and that is why we are in desperate need of the grace of God that is found on the cross of Jesus Christ. So let me be clear about this. And I said this in a conversation with somebody earlier this week. One's freedom does not override your right to dignity and personal autonomy. You do not deserve the abuse of another human being. A fundamental reading might tell you that no matter what, you should stick out the relationship, any kind of relationship. But it is God that also places boundaries found in the commandments. And if your relationship with another person is no longer godly or honoring to God, perhaps the best thing you can do for your own health, safety, and even faith is for that relationship to end. Separation is never the goal, but sometimes it can be the solution when either or both parties have been hurt and their boundaries have been crossed. Sometimes we live counter to God's intentions for humanity in an act of self-preservation or even to better honor God. And for that, grace abounds. If you are one of those who have had to go through the tremendous heartbreak of a broken relationship, you don't owe it to anybody else to explain yourself, but know you are undoubtedly loved by God, and that your worth can be found in the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ that is for all people. Amen. Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell and the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.